Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we'll talk with leading lobbyist Alfredo Alonso on politics and gaming. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, a spirited discussion with Ellie Lopez Bolin, Mike Hillaby, and James Smack. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Alfredo Alonso. He's with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Want to start out with gaming stuff, and then we'll move into politics, if that's okay. Internet poker, it looks like it's going to happen. Your thoughts on this and where it's heading? And it, will it be done this session?
Well, I mean, it's the question. I mean, you know, the idea that it's going to happen, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. The question is it going to be, you know, during this this Congress or another? Obviously, some of the positive signs point to this Congress. You know, I think your guess is as good as mine. I think many of us thought it was gonna pass last Congress and ended up not happening. So there's a lot of moving parts to this. You still have, you know, Mr. Adelson's opposed to it. Senator Kyle's very close to Mr. Adelson.
And so is Eric Cantor.
There's a lot of issues there, I think, that still have to be resolved. I know that you know, Senator Heller's been trying to help on the Republican side. I'm sure that's going to continue. But again, I think that you can be cautiously optimistic, but I wouldn't call this a done deal by any stretch.
What do you think about the fact that so many states, especially the largest states like California, need revenue? And will this help drive this?
You know, that's the big question. I mean, I think a lot of states thought that gaming itself would bring in all this revenue, and it really hasn't. I think it's now that it's proliferated, the question is who's going to get in line first? You know, Nevada's, you know, ready and able to take that lead, but if we don't move quick enough, there are going to be other states that jump into that that realm as well, and that's what concerns me, is how quickly, you know, other states jump in and go with all gaming, not just poker. That's really the key, because I think that we're the only ones that can truly regulate it properly. But you know, the fact is, if you get some large company that comes in and wants to do, get into a certain space that's doing some social media and some gaming, and they happen to want to get licensed in a different state, whether it be California or someone else, I don't think it's going to matter to them ultimately. We have to get back to what we do best, and that's regulate gaming and gaming itself.
Do you ever see a time in the near future where gaming regulation is going to be federalized, where you won't have to apply for 38 licenses if you want to be in business in this country?
I think that's possible, but look how long it's taken us to just look at legalizing internet gaming. It may or may not happen this time. I do think ultimately you'll have some federal regulation. It'll probably be, beyond Senator Reid's time. I think he would like to see us have more of that pie, so to speak, obviously helping Nevada first. But at the end of the day, I'm concerned that, yes, there'll be some need on the federal side, and you'll have some regulatory process that ultimately undermines Nevada's.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. You said beyond Senator Reid's time, he's got 4 more years to serve. You don't think he's going to run for re-election?
I have absolutely no idea. And beyond his time could mean 4, 6 hours.
Okay. Expansion of gaming. Now we're seeing Toronto as being a gaming market. Is this good news or bad news for U.S. gaming?
I think what Las Vegas and Nevada need to do is worry about our product. Look at Macau. Who would have thought that Macau would be the place to go in China when you want a game? Now you're looking at Singapore. You're looking at all these different venues that, again, have their own unique circumstances as to why you want to travel there. Internet gaming will change some of that. I think that you will be able to bring, obviously, some of those dollars home. But in the end, we have to market ourselves better. We have to have the best product. We have to have a reason for people wanting to spend their money in that destination. And with, again, Canadian gaming now, I guess it depends on what product they put on the line.
When we saw Atlantic City developed, 25, 30 years ago now, people said back then that Atlantic City would kill Nevada, and Nevada was very fearful. The reality was people went to Atlantic City and said, yeah, this is great. Well, now we got to go to Vegas.
Right. I think that's... You're never going to duplicate Las Vegas. But I think Las Vegas has to keep reinventing itself. I think that there are some very talented people involved here, and I think that that will keep happening. The problem is, how do you reinvent yourself after a bad economy? I think it's going to take some time and probably a little more creativity.
Well, one of the things that's interesting, of course, and we had Maribel Batcher on the program just a couple of weeks ago, is Project Link. Which is taking the age range for Las Vegas from 50 to dead to a much younger audience. And yesterday's Las Vegas Sun had a story about Las Vegas's marketing machine sees as key to ousting New York as a top gay destination. And that seems to make a lot of sense to me. That's a lot of disposable income.
Well, absolutely. I think what you have to do is you have to look at the market these days and what are people doing? What are younger people doing? And they're on Facebook, they're on the various social media venues that have gaming or pseudo gaming. It's obviously not costing them in hard dollars and not actually betting. But the point is that's where it's going. If you look at what the younger folks want, it is going to be the handhelds. It is going to be the ability to move and go to the pool and do all these different things. It's not going to be the slot machine anymore. I think that we are probably moving in a different direction, and it's very, very astute of Maribel and people like her to move in that direction with them. Obviously, Facebook's going to have a lot of say in how gaming is going to evolve.
And on this topic, the Harmon looks like at some point it's going to get torn down. And MGM at City Center has plenty of rooms, and so they don't necessarily need those rooms at this point in time. But what do you think they would put at the front end of that City Center Road if you take out the Harmon?
Good question. I think obviously they're going to have to look long and hard at how has City Center itself evolved, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and again, perfect opportunity to to bring something new and creative to that area.
All right, let's take a break. More with Alfredo Alonso when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Alfredo Alonso. All right, so let's take a look at some politics here. The Hella Berkeley race, your thoughts on that and what each candidate needs to do to win this race.
Well, I mean, obviously this is going to be truly one of the closest races in the country. I think it was in the top eight as of yesterday, a potential switch. So, you know, the fact is that if it's even being rated in the top 10, that's going to be very, very close. You know, I think obviously, Senator Heller's got a lead at this point. I think that he has done a good job of obviously going out and letting Northern Nevada particular, and obviously that's on purpose, letting them know what they should think of Shelley Berkeley. The congresswoman has been spending more time up here, and I think that, you know, she's a very personable lady and very good on her feet. Obviously, the more people see her, the more I think she believes that will help her.
But why do you think that the campaign is holding her back from doing media things? I mean, it seems to me, and I would agree with you, that the both of these candidates are very personable. They're very good in interviews. They're both very, very experienced with the media. That Shelley Berkeley should be doing with programs like this and the other programs that are similar to this, doing all the local news programs and letting people, especially in Northern Nevada, get to know her. She has obviously a very strong base in Southern Nevada, and yet and she's so capable in these kind of interviews, you can barely get a word in edgewise, and she has so much to talk about. It just surprises me that the campaign is restricting.
Yeah, me too. I think again, she is one of those people that is very, very good on her feet, very good in this setting. So it does surprise me why she's not getting more of that. You know, obviously Senator Heller's, very good himself, and so, you know, the fact that he's distancing himself because he's always there, especially the time he's spending in Southern Nevada, is helping him, obviously, you know, I guess differentiate himself from the Berkeley camp. So, you know, I'm a little confused about that piece, but they also know a lot more than I do about this. So,
All right. Let's talk about the Sheila Leslie-Greg Brower race. I'm surprised that that has not been more public yet. We put invites out for both of them to come and debate on the program. We're looking forward to that. I know because I happen to live in the district that Greg Brower actually sent out signs for people to put in their yards, I guess to every Republican member of that district, which was an interesting ploy, but not heard much from Sheila Leslie. What do you think is going to tip the balance in that particular race?
To me, that is going to come down to turnout. I mean, I think that that is going to be almost the top-down effect. I think both are working very hard. I know that...
When you say working hard, you mean raising money?
I think they're both walking quite a bit, too.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you just Sheila's, one of those tireless workers anyway. I mean, that's just the way she is. And I understand that Senator Brower is working very hard himself. So, you know, they're both raising money. I think Brower's got an edge on the money side of it. But I would probably give Sheila the edge on the grassroots side of it. It's just kind of be their strengths. You know, so I think they're both going to do what they're best at. The question is going to be how many people get out the vote in that district, and that's really going to be about the presidential race. And I think you're going to see that become more important, people on the ground getting out the vote, and that's something that I think neither of them can control.
Let's talk about the presidential race. Now, it was President Obama in the barrel a couple of weeks ago with things he had said, but Mitt Romney's had a lot of stumbles over the last week here. Your thoughts on what Romney should be doing to get himself back on track?
Well, I guess it depends on where you want to go with this. I think he needed to solidify his foreign policy with respect to Israel, which has been one of the president's issues over the last couple of years. I think he has done that and probably gone further than he anticipated. But I think that it's early enough that I think that we're going to see a lot of. I mean, right now, I understand that it was big news, but it's not going to be next week. And as time goes,
and that's the truth about presidential politics.
Yeah, it really is. And I think what where they go from here on out is really not relevant until, you know, probably another month from now, and we'll get into the conventions, we'll get into the debates, and that's when people really start listening.
It's interesting you were talking as far as gaming goes about new methods and new things, new technologies. Do you think that the amount of money being thrown into a state like Nevada, between the campaigns and the super PACs, to where it's just constant and nonstop, and from my personal perspective, God bless them, but from the viewer's perspective, do you fear that people are going to be turning away from, you know, broadcast and cable and radio and going to things online where they can escape this constant barrage?
No, I still think people are going. If you're watching, you know, if your habit is to watch TV at night, or in the morning or what have you, that's not going to change. I think what happens, though, is people start tuning it out. And I think that's where the challenge is finding different methods where someone, you know, might actually listen, might actually look at something. And that's really the key, is how do you get someone to listen to something or pay attention when they're tuning it out? I mean, I find myself doing it. I know I talk to friends that are completely apolitical, and I'll ask them, did you see this campaign ad? No. And I know they have. I know they've probably, it's probably been on the air when they've watched a dozen of their shows, but they've tuned out at this point. And again, that is probably the most key issue here, is how do you get folks to start paying attention? And for you, obviously, the more the better.
And that's where we have to leave it, from your mouth to God's ears. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
America has suffered 3 years of crushing unemployment. Remember this?
We'll create nearly 500,000 jobs by investing in clean energy.
What really happened? Billions wasted on failed investments. Thousands of Americans lost jobs, while stimulus money went to companies that created jobs overseas. Paid for by the $4 billion Obama's added to our debt every day. Tell President Obama, for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's five times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, James Smack is here. He's the Republican Party Vice Chairman. Ellie Lopez-Bolin is a community activist, and Mike Hillaby is a partner in Hillaby and Associates. I want to start out with you, James.
Okay.
What is the role that Dr. Wayne Terhune is going to be playing at the convention?
Well, Dr. Wayne Terhune has been elected as the delegation chairman for the National Convention. It was a very close vote, and from my understanding, it was actually National Committeewoman Heidi Smith who cast the deciding vote to actually elect Dr. Terhune as opposed to Republican Chairman Michael McDonald.
Okay, and that's very interesting because he has, of course, been a very, very strong supporter of Dr. Ron Paul.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah, to say the least.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you think this is going to play with the Republican Party in the state in general?
Well, the one thing that I'll say, first of all, for Dr. Terhune, is he's a man of his word. He's a man of character. If there are rules that are going to be involved, and the binding rules are still in effect as far as I can see, he will follow the rules. He will take care of business in that way. I think his concern is more toward just making sure that somebody else doesn't get in there and try to mess up the delegation binding in some other way. So I'm not really worried about Dr. Terhune being the delegation chairman. I think that's gonna be just fine. And as far as the Nevada Republican Party, I mean, yeah, there's some rifts. We're trying to mend them. My concern right now is in 97 days we have an election, and I want to get as many Republicans elected as possible. And that starts with Mitt Romney at the top of the ticket and Dean Heller to the United States Senate.
All right.
And moving on.
Let's not filibuster here now.
All right. I'm not filibustering.
Ellie, your thoughts?
Well, I'm a little concerned with what's going on with the party right now. I think we should be working on unity and not cutting counties off the state. So I'm very disappointed in that. I don't have all the details. We were talking about that earlier.
Sure, absolutely.
So, but my opinion, it makes us look somewhat weak in the eyes of others. And so I don't like divisiveness. I remember when we were starting some Hispanic Republican organizations early on, and many of these people who are now carving out the party came to us and said, well, it looks divisive. You cannot be carving out for Asian Americans or Republican Hispanics. We need to stay together. And now I see this happening, and so I'm a little concerned that how we look in the public eye.
Okay, Mr. Hillaby, your former chief of staff to Governor Gwynn, your thoughts on this?
I don't think anybody outside the delegation cares who chairs the delegation. I think for Republican officials and Republicans want to see the party out getting out the vote. We've got an issue at the top of the ticket. Very strong candidate, but so far has not generated the kind of excitement among the base that, for example, Barack Obama did 4 years ago. That's what the party needs to be about, and they need to be organized and professional to do that, and that's the challenge.
But Barack Obama is not generating the excitement either.
No, he's not. So both parties have that issue, but the Democrats clearly have a tremendous advantage now in registration and an apparatus that is out there every day knocking on doors and registering people, and that's the key. That's going to matter.
How do you feel about Team Romney?
I think that we're in a good place. If we're sitting basically virtually tied right now, sitting here in August, I think that President Obama's got something to worry about. I think if there's going to be some separation on his part, he needs to be starting to do that separation now. I think that when you look at the undecideds, they will tend to break toward the one that's not the incumbent. And when the undecideds start breaking, I think you're going to see that Governor Romney's going to pick up a 3 or 4 point lead, and it's going to be a firm lead. I think it's going to be strong enough to carry him into the White House. I think he's going to win Nevada, and he's going to win a number of these other swing states that are out there. Pennsylvania, maybe not so much, but he's put Michigan in play, and he's certainly got Ohio is certainly in play, and there's plenty of places where he can still have some movement. I think he's going to do just fine.
Do you think that his recent foreign policy trip has given a lot of ammunition to the Obama campaign to use against him?
Yes, and maybe not. On the other hand, he has to show the public and his voters that he can manage foreign relations, mm-hmm. and so his trip is very timely, I think. on a local level, I would like to see more of these candidates coming to meet with the average person and not just for huge fundraisers, whether it's Romney or Obama. I had a friend in Florida who did a multi-million dollar fundraiser for Obama, so it's not just Romney. So they come in here for $25,000 a ticket or $10,000 a ticket when I think they should be concentrating on the votes, both of them.
Well, it was interesting when President Obama came to Northern Nevada recently to visit and actually go into somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the visit, the person was asked, well, are you going to vote for Obama? He said, well, I'm still undecided. What does the president have to do?
Exactly.
To seal that deal.
And I think Ellie's point is well made, but the problem is these campaigns are just so expensive. So
they
spend so much time doing that. I think the foreign trip was a good move for Governor Romney. Mm-hmm. Had a few missteps along the way. Again, I don't think most voters are tuned into that. He's got to get on message making this a referendum about the economy and the president and contrasting himself with that. And he'll do all right if he can do that successfully.
Last time I checked, I believe that the score is Romney 1, Obama 0 on trips to Israel.
And that would be correct, sir. And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
President Obama came to the White House with big plans. He'd halve the deficit, strengthen the economy, lower unemployment. What did we get? National debt over $15 trillion and climbing. Unemployment above 8% for 40 straight months. An ongoing economic crisis with no end in sight. He tried. You tried. It's okay to make a change. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Your garage door is the most important door on your home. And now, Thompson Garage Doors has hundreds of beautiful AMAR doors on sale. An AMAR garage door will add to the curb appeal and value of your home. And a LiftMaster opener will make your garage door quiet and dependable. Hundreds of beautiful AMAR garage doors and LiftMaster openers are in stock ready for immediate installation. Hurry, this sale ends soon. So call Thompson Garage Doors today. Local door estimates are free.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with the United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll talk with Don Ahern about a business that is expanding not only in this country, but into Canada. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.